Did you take anything positive out of this game, the way you played in the third quarter, kind of bounce back?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, the guys came together and gave ourselves a chance in the second half. I mean, offensive line did a great job all day against the pressure that they were bringing against me. So, a lot of good things. I mean, but second start, I mean, I got a lot to improve on yet.
Were you, I'm saying jittery in the first half, but yeah. Were you seeing a lot of things that you didn't expect?
Not really. I mean, they did a few things. They were just bringing a lot of pressure and closing the pocket in pretty quick. I mean, I don't know if I was expecting it to happen that quick. So once I settled down and we started spreading out a little bit, things got better.
Did you credit what they did defensively with you guys around the goal line, or and you met hard on yourself for the three fumbles close to the goal line?
Oh, that's my fault. I mean, I knew that it was going to be a short edge this week, and they're going to be coming hard and trying to swat the ball. So I just got to protect it better and take care of football.
Did you make any halftime adjustments?
Did we make any?
Yeah, did
no.
you personally?
We did the same thing, the same game plan we had going in the first half. We just went out and executed, I mean, especially on my end. I mean, I made some better throws and some better decisions.
Well, how much of a headache was Merriman for you?
He's a good player. I mean, we knew that coming into it. That 3-4 defense, and they bring any four of those linebackers anytime. So we knew it was going to cause some headaches, but the line did a great job all day picking them up.
Is that the first time you felt like you were in a real rhythm in that third quarter in those last two games?
Yeah. I mean, we got some stuff going, spread the field out, got some receivers down the field. Tony made some big catches for us. All the guys played well. So, I mean, it's there's some good and some bad.
Why do you think you and Tony have such a connection on the field?
I mean, we just give him some opportunities to catch the football. I mean, we know going into games that he's going to be a really good weapon for us against some of those linebackers. And we got some opportunities for him streaking down the field on some seams and stuff. And he made some good catches for
when
me.
When you threw that pass to the end zone, the second touchdown,
yeah.
Tony, did you think that was being picked?
I knew it wouldn't be picked. I mean, I told Tony before they were probably going to bring some guys off the edge. So give me your eyes pretty quick. And he got in and out of the break, and he gave me his eyes. So I just lofted it up there, and I mean, I thought it was going to be either Tony or incomplete.
You feel more comfortable in the spread?
I think against this defense, I mean, I think everyone felt a little bit more comfortable. We got them spread out, could take a look at them, see where everyone was at. We weren't all jumbled in there, and anybody can come. So I mean, it was good against this defense.
On the way you began the game, it looked like you wanted to do a lot with your four wide receivers. But you had such poor field position most of the time, you couldn't use it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, we got down there deep in our own end zone a couple times, and we're just trying to hack away and get it out of there. So that second half, we got some good field position, and we made some things happen. But, I mean, I still got to play better in the first half.
You and Tommy still getting adjusted, the quarterback to center? I mean, you seem much more comfortable when you're not behind center.
I think a lot of people will be, a lot of quarterbacks will be more comfortable back there and not have to worry about it. But it's coming with me and Tommy. That snap that we missed, it was a kind of a quicker count, and I don't think I was ready for it. It was really loud down there. So it's coming with me and Tommy. It just takes time. We get better and better each week.
Did the amount of shotgun you ran today evolve based on the situation in the game?
I think so.
Or
yeah.
Were you planning on using it that much?
I don't think we were planning on using it that much, or maybe we were. I mean, I don't really know that much. But I think the situation in the game there, us getting down late or getting down early and having to come back and it working. I mean, I think that's why we kept doing it. It started working. We were running the ball well out of it. So we just hung with it.
Jay, when you had third and two and you threw deep to Brand and then fourth and two, you spread it out again and threw. Did you guys just think there was a chance of a big play there? Is it just too tough to get yards against their defense running the ball?
I mean, we were working with the spread and things were going well. I mean, I just took a shot. I mean, no one told me what to do right there. We had the play called, and I just kind of read the defense, and everyone was pressed up, so I took a shot.
Jay, what was it like in here? What was it like in here halftime? 28 down
20. I mean, we still felt pretty good. I mean, when we had them in our place, when we had them, we were up pretty big, and they came back. So we thought we could get back in the game. We just had to take it one play at a time. Jake really stepped up in the locker room and was talking a lot and getting more motivated. So we were still confident.
What was your feeling about the game after you pulled within 8 points in the second half?
I think we felt good. I mean, we felt like we had an opportunity right there. And then we missed that fourth down and kind of shot ourselves in the foot. So once we pulled it within eight, I mean, we felt good. We just missed some opportunities to make it even closer.
You say Jake could deliver the halftime address, huh?
I mean, I wouldn't say the halftime address. I mean, I just noticed Jake was pretty vocal at halftime and trying to get everyone motivated. I mean, he's been great throughout this whole situation, and he's one of our team leaders.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.